The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Passionately executed, Mr. Connerty, with the humane gesture of providing medical treatment for an afflicted child as material benefit, begs that a jury learn the unknowable, that is, what lay in Mr. Stern's heart. I deem it best that the court grants defense counsel's motion for dismissal.
Your Honor, I vigorously protest.
Nonetheless, my decision stands, and I further advise that you and the Southern District reconsider the deployment of government assets in the settling of personal scores. This session is adjourned.
Whoa, that was loud. Wow. I didn't expect that.
Emmy Award winner and TV Land Icon Award winner. I think that's the first time we've had a TV Land Icon Award winner on the show. Yeah. Anthony Edwards is joining us.
Hi, Anthony.
Morning.
Thanks for joining the program.
Good morning, Todd and Tyler. How are you guys?
That was, of course, Billions, and you made a guest appearance on that. Was that last year? Last season?
A couple years ago, I think.
A couple years ago. All right, that's coming back, by the way. And, well, welcome back to the show. I want to get this out of the way right away. Did you ever think, in back in the mid-'80s, that there would be a Top Gun 2 ever after it came out?
Well, what I've realized is that those MFers had to sacrifice me so you guys could have a sequel. I had no idea I had to die so you could get a second movie.
Because you're right. If you don't die in that, I mean, the movie could.
Yeah.
If you don't die in the movie, is still a big blockbuster, because obviously that changes the whole plot of that line of that movie when you pass away. But if you don't die, now you're back in the sequel. And obviously, you're
put aside the fact that Tom Cruise doesn't age, so it would be impossible.
He doesn't.
I never thought about that, and I love that you call us MFers. I love that. I didn't even think about that. Starring next to Tom Cruise 30 some years later would be tough for anybody, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. How are you handling the lockdown? How many people in the house?
It's only about five of us here. We took in a young friend, our godson, so we have a little 2-year-old running around. Young. It's great. We're about six of us. We're in a really safe, nice, quiet place in Connecticut, so I really can't complain, and just hopefully we can get stuff done for people who are locked down.
But in Connecticut, I know at least you're safe, but that's a hot zone, that whole area. Connecticut, New York.
Yeah.
So can you feel it when you leave the compound?
Yeah, you can feel it, and you also, you know, we've been touched. We've lost friends, and, you know, it's the real deal.
Anthony Edwards with us.
Down the road, is there going to be a big gap, a big lull? Because nobody is in production right now. So 7, 8, 9 months from now, are we going to see a lull in TV and movie making, or is there enough in the tank?
No, I think you're right. I think there's going to be a real, once we can get back to work, I think there's going to be a real scramble. I mean, I know I was in the middle of working on something that actually went away. You know, we had 3 more episodes to shoot on this 10-episode series, and so we'll see. You know, it's got to be finished sometime, but in the meantime, it's not going to be able to air in the fall when they wanted it to.
Tell us about the tricky part.
So this is we're doing a live stream. I work with an organization called 1in6.org, and 1in6 refers to the fact that 1 out of every 6 men were actually abused or assaulted sexually by the time they were 18. So it's this kind of silent, amazing amount of men, myself included, which is why I got involved in the organization, who don't look at this stuff, who keep this stuff buried for many years. I kept it buried till I was 51 years old, until I started to look at it. And as a result, you know, there's a lot of dysfunctional things happening with people suppressing that kind of trauma. So what we're doing as an organization is one of the things we've done is we've captured on film an incredible one-man performance by Martin Moran called The Tricky Part. And he did this, it's an award-winning play that he did for years in New York, but it's never been seen by masses. So we filmed it, and we're going to air it Thursday the 30th, and it's going to be tomorrow night. It's going to be live for 8 o'clock East Coast and 8 o'clock West Coast, and we're going to have a talk back afterwards, myself and the filmmaker and Marty Moran and the psychologist. And it's just incredible, you know, solo performance of him telling his story, and it's incredibly funny and incredibly moving, and it's free, and hopefully it'll get people to have a little bit more of a conversation about something that we think, oh, no, we can't talk about that, when in fact, talking about it is really what helps.
Well, you know, everybody's home, and that's the time to watch things, because we're not going out and doing things, and obviously the live plays aren't happening, so it's nice to be able to see something that was filmed that way and to check it out. Anthony Edwards with us.
You have been in iconic films. You have been in iconic TV series. I got to ask what people recognize you the most for. And do you get like an out-of-the-blue one every once in a while? Hey, I know you're from Bog Zapper. Weren't you the kid on Bog Zapper?
Well, I'm a big motor racing fan. So I go to whenever I'm at a car race, or if I go to a Formula One race, something there, that's definitely all the Top Gun world.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You know, and you're in the Upper East Side of New York. It's like, you know, it's all ER fans, and you know, and then you end up talking to people like you guys, and you realize that the Revenge of the Nerds never really, you know, never went away.
It
went to radio.
Like us guys.
It never will.
Like us guys. Come on.
You techie radio head type.
Yeah, that was us. No, I. By the way, first of all, yes, of course I love Revenge of the Nerds. Everybody does.
See, no shame, no shame.
No shame. Right. Of course there's no shame. Right. Everybody loves Revenge of the Nerds. But I also loved you on ER. I watched that series when you were on there. And you mentioned, of course, everybody loves Top Gun. I get that.
Big Gotcha fan out here.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, Gotcha is a great flick.
Can always stop on that movie.
Yeah, there you go.
What was the movie you were in with Linda Fiorentino? It escapes me at the moment.
Yeah,
I just remember. Yeah, she said, you are a weirgin. I just remember
that
line. You played a weirgin.
Be careful. You're going to say,
gotcha.
Obviously,
gotcha.
Obviously, you guys like that, too. You're going to get some more crap.
Well, if you're going to stereotype us, we're more Fast Times guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Everybody finds their movies. Yeah, you do this long enough, and you end up touching all kinds of worlds.
Well, I'm sure you're grateful, because, like you said, you mentioned just three or four iconic things you've been in. So, and a lot of actors are nothing iconic. So, obviously, you find it as a pleasure, although you're still pushing.
Yeah, no, I'm really lucky to have been around this world for a long time and met a lot of great people and exposed to a lot of interesting things.
Well, you don't just luck your way into iconic movies. You earn your way into a lot of those.
Oh,
so,
right.
You know, you deserve some credit there, too.
All right.
We're giving you all the credit in the world, Anthony.
The tricky part. How do people get on the tricky part again? Yep. What's the website for that?
OneIn6.org, the number one, the number six, OneIn6.org, or you can find us on Facebook and Vimeo. It's going to be a live stream at 8 o'clock.
Stay safe, Anthony. Appreciate you calling, and thanks for all your work. Appreciate it, man.
Enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks for your help, guys.
All right, appreciate your time.
UMFers. Yeah. Wanted Goose to die. I don't want Goose to die.
No. Nobody wanted Goose to die.
You know, Goose had to die for the plot to go where it went, I thought. But you're right. For years and years. He probably thought there was going to be a sequel sooner. Because everything was sequels.
Yeah.
And the movie was so huge, but obviously Tom Cruise did 1,000 other things since then. And but now he probably heard, can he bring me back in the dream sequence? But he had a good point, though. Because Anthony went completely bald, and obviously Tom Cruise looks the same.
Yeah, him and Paul Rudd, they just don't age.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw Paul Rudd on something recently, though. Oh, it's on SNL. And he's letting the beard grow out a little bit. It was getting gray. I think he's getting tired of saying, "Hey, I look 30 all the time. I'm going to start looking like a grown up." So he's got a gray beard coming in.
Yeah, if he is complaining about that,
screw that guy. Right.
If that's the thing you got to complain about,
in his heart, he loves the fact he's thinking, "Oh yeah, of course, Paul Rudd doesn't age."
Everybody says I don't age. Yeah. I look the same. Shut up.
Shut up. You do. Anthony Edwards, Chad Zumok later on. He won't drop the MF card. At least he won't say it that way.
Right.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I know the popular sentiment right now is athletes and actors are not essential personnel. Well, they never have been, but I sure miss them. I sure miss sports.
And essential personnel sports miss them, too.
Yeah.
The people on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the garbage men, all the people we go through, we go list, they all miss the entertainment.
Right.
To get baseball, you know how big baseball is in the New York area? Oh, my God, it's huge. Major League Baseball is huge.
They're technically
there.
You're not essential. Technically, neither are we.
No. I don't know.
But they're nice to have around.
I still say we are.
They're a very nice respite.
Yeah. Well, like you said, months from now is going to be when you realize that none of the actors are working right now or filming anything.
Right. They're just finishing up movies that were supposed to be released by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't Fargo that they didn't have the last couple episodes that was
Todd
just supposed to start?
And the previews look really good for that, too.
The one with Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Where he's a Kansas City mob boss? Yeah.
I didn't even know Chris Rock was going to be in it.
Yeah,
that sucks even more than it's not going to
be. Yeah, it's kind of a weird, they go back and forth, I think, in the new
Can't they just show what they have?
And then we'll
film the last couple episodes when we can.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the problem, is they don't know when they can film the last couple episodes.
Right. Yeah.
So they want to lose the continuity.
Well, time is dead.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for picking me up.
Right. Well, what's the matter?
No, it is.
They're like, hey, just show us Fargo now.
It doesn't
matter. We have to wait, you know,
Todd
6 months for the next one.
Todd mentioned earlier, and I know this is going to, I think it surprised me again, like I did yesterday, I mentioned this. May 1st is like, what, Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, that to me is like, what? What?
Yeah. Well, it could be because his calendar is still on March.
I didn't even look at that thing. But why change it? But why change it? Why change it?
I thought about changing it sitting here, but then I'm like, well, you know what? Then we can just skip April.
Yes.
Done. We'll go to May.
Good idea. We'll do that on Friday.
It'll be a big changing of the calendar.
Let's just skip April on the calendar. That way we forgot we sat at home for a whole month.
I'll bring a bagpipe or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play it. We can just look at it.
I mean, I put things on my calendar, trips we were going to take, you know, that I had planned months ago. They probably aren't going to happen, but other than that, there's nothing on my calendar except talking to a shrink today at 10:40.
Why don't you Skype that for everybody to watch?
Do a little telehealth.
Let's all watch that.
Well, this is my psychiatrist guy, and we just chat idly. He's mostly around to refill my Ativan prescription.
Oh, I got it. All right.
And the truth comes out.
Yeah. Well, he knows that.
Yeah, you know.
He knows that's our relationship.
You got a lot of doctor cash, man. Or does our insurance cover that?
Most of it.
Oh, good.
There's a little copay, but they cover most of it.
Yeah, Todd, you're nuts. Take this.
Yeah.
You're no more nuts than anybody else is. Once you're out of van, take this.
When do they
stop giving you out of van? Because a lot of times they will stop prescriptions after a while.
Oh, yeah. Then I go through withdrawals.
I know. When can he say, I can't give these to you anymore?
Oh, probably never.
Okay. I mean, legally,
he knows. Yeah, he knows I'm probably going to need it for the rest of my life.
Okay. Here's your anti-freak out pills. Good to see you.
Especially during a pandemic.
Yeah.
You freaked out when everything was good.
Yeah. I have cut down, and before the pandemic, I was planning on cutting down some more, but I put that plan on hold.
That and sniffing glue.